Our colleague David Green chatted recently with two musicians who've realized that whenever their careers hit a wall, they want to keep making music, just differently.
James Mercer and his band, The Shins, shot to the top of the indie rock world with help from the movie Garden State.
What are you listening to?
The Shins. You know them?
No.
You gotta hear this one song. It'll change your life, I swear.
A few years later, The Shins all but broke up.
I think the focus left working on the music and became just sort of interpersonal relationship stuff.
Hoping to refocus, Mercer turned to a friend, Brian Burton. He's better known as Danger Mouse, and he's one of the industry's hottest producers. He's worked with U2 and Norah Jones, and he was part of the R&B duo that made this.
Well, I think you're crazy.
James Mercer and Brian Burton formed their own duo, Broken Bells. They're out with their second album. It's called After the Disco. Both men came in to chat with us. They're at different places in their lives. Mercer is a family guy in Portland, Oregon. Burton is living the single life in L.A., and his house is where the guys camped out working on the new album. Mercer says after his ups and downs with The Shins, this really feels like a refuge.
I had done Shins for quite a while, and it's all my songs, you know, and so there's a certain monotony with that, you know. It's me going back into the salt mine and trying to figure out, okay, another thing that I got to be really eloquent about again. You know, there's times when it kind of feels like that. And then this is like, I get to come down and collaborate with somebody who has a very different approach in the way he records music and even the way he writes music. And I get to just sort of take on a different role, and it's really exciting. So, yeah, this is a refuge for me, you know.
Girl, take a seat. Rest your weary bones. Your secret's safe in my hands.
I like to work with unique singers, and James is a very unique singer.
What makes him unique?
Something about his voice connects with me very personally, very specifically, so that's all I really need, you know, to be honest. And he has a lot of range as well.
Ooh, ain't nobody calling, ain't nobody home. What a lovely day to be lonely. You're holding on the line.
That's probably the range you're talking about there, right, Brian?
That's part of it, yeah, sure.
James, I feel I kind of get a Bee Gees kind of feel. I mean, it's the falsetto. What is it tough to do that?
Not too difficult for me. I mean, I think a lot of people can actually sing falsetto. In a way, it's sort of a trick to make it easier to hit those high notes.
You're saying it's easy to do falsetto? I don't
know
if I believe
it. It's easier than using your full voice.
Okay.
You know, which for me means I need to be like screaming, basically, to get that high.
Paint me a scene here. I'm imagining something that resembles like a man cave or a bachelor pad or something.
Not really.
Brian's house is pretty nice. It's probably a lot nicer than that.
It's a really upscale man cave.
Yeah.
Well, we don't record the album at my house or anything like that. I mean, we basically just get up in the morning each day and go to work, basically. You know, some people carpool. They pick each other up, but we're already in the same place, and we just go find out where we're going to eat on the way. We go eat, and then we go to the studio, and we go in, and we just start writing and recording songs.
After your faith has let you down, I know you'll want to run around.
I spend a lot of time on the mic just sort of scatting out melodic ideas, you know, just trying to riff and come up with something. And so Brian, during that whole process, is guiding me and saying what he likes, what he doesn't like. And so we build it together that way. So there's just a lot of feedback.
Isn't that process you're talking about how you came up with the title of the song that this album is named after, After the Disco?
I said something that sounded like After the Disco, and we both liked that.
What does that title mean?
Well, like you said, it just was a line. And I guess at the time it was kind of almost more of a question. You know, what happens after the party's over with, you know, or growing up? What happens next?
There's something kind of sad about the idea that you're thinking about what comes next after the party's over. Is there something about sort of hitting a moment in your lives where you guys are contemplating that question?
I think so. I mean, there's a little melancholy to it for sure.
Life is sad.
It can be.
Why do you say that? Why do you guys say that?
Oh, well, for the obvious reasons, you know. People you know are going to pass, and you know that you will one day. I mean, there's that. I think Brian and I sometimes have pretty heavy conversations about things like that.
Mortality and
yeah,
and
you
that
know,
sort of thing.
A little bit. And I think also it's not so much that when you get a little bit older or get to be an adult that you're disappointed.
Youth goes away.
Yeah, your youth goes away. And it's what you've been dreaming when you're younger about what it's going to be like when you're married or what it's going to be like when you have a job and when you're older and then you get there and it's not like that at all. And it's like, well, what do people in their 20s and 30s now dream about for the next 50 years?
Brian, I read that before starting this record, you went through a difficult time that involved taking a break from music for a period of months, a drive across the country. Tell me what was happening.
Well, without getting too personal, I guess I just needed a break. I think I had been working myself to the point where I wasn't sure about my own motivations for what I was doing anymore. So I just needed some time off. And, you know, it was supposed to be just a month off hanging out in New York, and it turned into about 7 months. And I just didn't do anything. And I just kind of had to remember why I do what I do. And it wound up being really simple. New York is full of art and creativity. And so I just got quickly reminded, oh, yeah, I just like to make things. I should just go back to concentrating on making things. So when I kind of got out of that little funk, you know, the first thing I was thinking about was getting back into Broken Bells.
Brian Burton and James Mercer from Broken Bells speaking with David Greene on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.